Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, it's Colleen with Daytime After Dark, and it is Wednesday the 10th, even though today when I woke up, I really was thinking it was I really thought it was Saturday, to be honest. So tonight we have Sandra Sosie on, and let me see, this is Sandra, One Life to Live, Bay Ross, all good shows. Hi, Sandra.
Hi there, how are you?
Good. Let me bring on my other host, Nadia, too.
Hi, Nadia.
Been my host for a month, almost a month and a half. And she is doing the booking now, too, so, which is kind of nice.
Great. Good.
Yeah, but we haven't talked in so long. So, how are you dealing with
the pandemic
and everything?
Yeah, I know. Just talking about it, it's kind of like you just have to keep on chugging on this pandemic. It feels like it never ends. It's hard to imagine that it was a year ago that this all started. But thankfully, I'm healthy, and everybody is healthy in the family. And, you know, you find some workarounds. And it's been a good time to spend a lot of time with family. So that's been nice.
Well, yeah, I mean, but this, I think, you know, everyone thought they will remember 2020 as a crazy year. I think 2021 will be known as part two of the crazy year. David wanted you back. And, of course, we wanted you back, so, you know, and you are one of our loyal people that always comes back, so that is really good. And, you know, I still think you need to be back in daytime. I mean, whenever I think about it, you know, I think you will fit in with everyone on Zeno Hospital or Days of Our Life. I'm not putting you in the bold and beautiful category only because it's only a half an hour. So we would not be able to see you, like, every day. So
right.
That's why I would put you there. And have you got any jobs since everything's been closed down, or have you been working, or
you know,
anything?
I haven't with acting so much. I will probably do something that one of my husband's projects in the summer, but with everything shut down, I haven't really been out and about. I've been focused a little bit more on my coaching and some of the motivation mindset work this year, but once things start to open up, I'll be back out again.
Yeah, and because we get so many people, but were you going to be doing a play last time we talked, so am I totally mixing?
No, good memory. Yes, it was supposed to.
Okay,
and actually, that
okay.
It was. I was doing it with Heather Tom and her sister. And it was a play called Vanities, which is a three women show. It sort of goes from like high school, college, and after, and it's three Southern Belles from Texas and following their journey. And yeah, it's a really funny show, actually.
Well, if you like run into them again, you know, this by, you know, that would be awesome, because we would love to interview all three of you on After Dark. So
yes,
and since, you know, you have a better shot at getting them than I do, because when everyone's on Twitter and everything, everyone just goes, you know, fly by. But yeah, I mean, you know, that play sounds so good, and I remember that, and I'm like, yeah, I know it was, so I think it was.
Good. No, real. I'm impressed.
Yeah,
with all the people that you speak to, you remember that.
Yeah, well, yeah, it's really good. I'm not even going to tell you. Sometimes I don't know what day is anymore. So for me, remember that. Right now, it's shocking. So you were on One Life to Live, for people that didn't know, and you were great on One Life to Live, by the way. And
thank you.
I think that, I wish One Life to Live was still on, but since it went bye-bye, and since all my children went bye-bye, but I still think you were needed on one of the fall soaps. I really do. And
it would be fun to go to General Hospital. I'm not sure if I ever told you my General Hospital story. When I first started, everybody said I looked like Felicia on General Hospital, and I actually kind of did really look like her. And so I took a picture of myself and a picture of her, and I sent it to the casting director at General Hospital. And I was like, I think Felicia needs a sister. They were like, wow, you really do need, you guys look so, like, he said he gets submissions like that all the time. He's like, but you really look like her. So they brought me in to discuss it. And at the time, they were already in some big storyline. But then a few months later, she said she wanted to leave. And so they called me to see if I would be able to replace her. And then last minute, she decided she didn't want to leave. So then that didn't happen. And then it was like 6 months later, or maybe it was a year later, I auditioned for a different role. And I didn't get it because I looked so much like Felicia. So I was like, oh, I cannot win with General Hospital, but it would be kind of fun to somehow circle back and make it on that show, because it was sort of the very beginning. It was the first soap opera thing that I had ever been involved with. And it was so close. It was really close to be making it happen there. But then Guiding Light happened, so everything happens the way it's supposed to. But I think it's kind of, that was a sort of fun little, not so fun at the time, but funny to look back at it now.
I still, no matter what, I still think, you know, the daytime medium is, you know, we'll be lucky to have you back. On the show, because, you know, you were so talented, and, you know, we are in a crazy time, so I just think people should just hire actors from other soaps right now, because it's such a crazy time, and people need to work, you know.
Yeah.
That should be my ultimate. I should be a manager for people.
You
so,
should. Whole new thing for you.
You know, yeah. So you were on, you know, both Guiding Light, One Life to Live, which is awesome. So you've never done a West Coast soap, I mean, because both, at the time, One Life to Live was on the East Coast. And God knew I was always on the East Coast, right?
Yes, that's true.
Well, see, if you lived on the West Coast, you would be having nice weather all year round. And, I don't know where you are right now.
I lived in California. I got booked for both One Life to Live and Guiding Light when I lived in California. I lived out there for, like, 6 years. But I always somehow came back here. I would go there, audition for the show, and then come back here and work. And then I'd go there, audition for a show, and come back here and work. I even booked a movie that was filmed in New York, but I booked it in California. So I just always went there and then came back here to work, which I didn't mind. I love New York, even though we're kind of buried in snow right now. But it's a little sun doesn't sound so bad.
Yeah, I mean, I just, you know, I'm in Seattle, and it's freezing here right now, and they keep saying that we are going to get snow this weekend, and I am totally, like, praying for it, because it keeps saying 4 to 8 inches, and I'm like, please, and, you know, and also because I have to go get my vaccine.
Oh, good. You're going to get
my second one. And I don't know if you've gotten yours yet, but the first one was not bad. It was just, you know, crazy because you do it in the arm that doesn't hurt you. Yeah, and I just felt really, really hot and cold the day after, so it wasn't that bad. But I have to go on Valentine's Day to go get my shot, and I don't see any romance in that whatsoever, people. And if people really think it's romantic to go get a shot, but I know the shot is supposed to be saving our life. I get it. I totally get it. But is this for me? Is, you know, I don't get it. So, yeah, and so what would you like to do in your next play or anything? Is there any play that you want to be in, or any TV shows you want to be in?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'd still love to do TV and film. That would be fun. So those would probably be the areas. I do enjoy live theater, but I think we've got a little longer to go until live theater comes back. So might end up having to be film.
Yeah, some of them are coming back. But, yeah, I mean, you know, I think once TV and movies come back, it will be really, really nice. So, yeah, and, you know, you're welcome back anytime because we love you. But I know Nadia has questions.
Yes. Great. Yes. Be great to talk to you. Welcome, Nadia, and thanks for having me.
Hi. Thank you. Hi. Thank you for coming on. We appreciate it.
Always a pleasure. David always reaches out. A good buddy.
That's awesome. I'm glad.
Yeah.
So I have a couple of questions. So of all the shows that you've done, do you have a favorite?
Oh, wow. That's a good question. You know, they all have something uniquely special about them. So it's kind of hard to say. I mean, I think Guiding Light was obviously my first bigger job. And I love Lucy, and I loved the people on Guiding Light. Like, the set was it really just felt like a family. And it was, I mean, so lucky working with Justin Zees and Rick Hurst. And, you know, I was just surrounded by just such talented people. So that was just amazing and just an amazing experience. One Life to Live was really fun because it was a bad girl. Like, I had never really played, like,
right.
a crazy person before. So I think I'm always sort of the, you know, damsel in distress. And so for me to come in and be able to play the bad psycho person was pretty fun. and then before that, I had done a pilot. They were trying to bring back Bonanza. And I loved working on that because it was outdoors and we were horseback riding and, you know, some of the promos, we would travel around and go to rodeos. I mean, it was just such a, like, totally different world for me. So that was kind of fun just in that experience. And then some of the movies I've done, I've often, you know, I think one, I was a cop, and then another, I was this, like, wealthy woman that was kidnapped, and then I know I did the Baywatch and a bunch of other little TV stuff, and I don't know. Gosh, it's so hard. I mean, the two soap operas I was on, I probably, you know, I spent the most amount of time on, and so I think those two, both Guiding Light and One Life to Live, probably stand out. One Life because, I mean, Guiding Light because it was the first, so it'll always hold a special place in my heart. But One Life to Live was such a sort of unusual and cool experience. So I was very grateful for that too. Yeah.
That's awesome. Now, have you done any musical theater at all? Like, before, like, you decided to do TV, or?
I don't sing very well. I've taken a lot of voice lessons over the years, but I will just never be a musical theater person. I wish I would,
okay.
but that's not my forte. So, no, the only I've done quite a few plays, but they've all been plays, not singing.
Plays,
that's
not
six, that
musical
stays in
theater.
My shower, yeah. in my bathroom. So. Yeah, people aren't going to pay to come hear me sing.
So now, do you have a favorite? I like that one. So now, do you have a favorite Broadway musical, like, that you actually went to go see? Not be in.
Not be in, yeah, definitely not being in. Oh, gosh, what's a favorite? Trying to think of some of the ones that I saw right before everything shut down. Let me get back to you on that one. I'm blanking. Is there a favorite? I don't have a favorite. I just love musicals.
I do too.
I do. What was your, do you have a favorite?
I do. I have, actually, it's not just a favorite. I have a lot.
Okay.
See, I've also done acting too since I was 3 years old. So,
ah.
And there've always been like musical theaters. So, and I did that in high school too. So,
yeah.
For me, I've been doing a lot. So I've done like West Side Story, Hello Dolly, Peter Pan, The Wiz.
Nice.
So,
yeah, I love all those. Grease. Those are great.
Yes, I love them
all. Right, so Grease might be there. Like, I always wanted to be Olivia Newton-John. Yeah, that probably would be one of my, you know, aspirations. If I could sing, I would have wanted to be in that.
And that's who I was in high school when I did Grease. I was Sandy.
Oh, you're so lucky.
Yes.
Yeah, see,
it
I
was
always,
awesome. I loved
auditioned
playing
in
her.
High school, and they were like, yes. You can't say no. So, good for you. That's very cool. Yeah. No, I
Thank
mean.
Thank you.
Gosh. Yeah, that's awesome. And I would love to do that. That would be really, really fun. But other shows I've enjoyed, I don't know. I mean, Hamilton is great. Phantom of the Opera. I've seen a million
Hamilton's
times.
Good.
Chicago.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Dear Evan Hansen. That was kind of fun. I've seen some of the kids' ones, like, you know, The Lion King. And, yeah, gosh, it would be harder. It would almost be easier to come up with one that I didn't like than one I did. Even Mean Girls.
I
was so surprised. I love that. I thought they did such a good job.
Me too.
That.
Me too. Yeah. I saw that. I think I saw that last February or something. I think it was February I saw it last.
Oh, wow.
It was either January or February. Because I'm a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
For the Broadway in Boston, so I see all the shows. I think it was last year. I mean,
I
want them
5
to come
years
back
this year. I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too. And for all the actors out there, I mean, it is a tough time.
I know,
so.
I feel bad.
Yeah,
I
me
know.
Too.
Well, Sonia,
it
was so good talking to you. It will come back. I know.
It will.
perfect.
It was so good talking to you. So,
thank you,
David and Bobby. Thank you.
Excellent.
And you're always welcome
all
back.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Okay. So, let's see. David, you're on.
Tanya, how you doing?
I'm good. How you doing, my friend? Good to talk to you.
I'm doing good. I'm redoing
good
down here in Florida. With hot.
Oh.
It's been cool the last few days, but been hot last week. I'm doing good. Going crazy with the COVID. Got the end. Going to Dallas, going to church. I'm doing good. Watch TV.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Were you anywhere near Tampa? Were you part of the whole, big football craze this weekend?
No, I'm in Fort Lauderdale. I'm south of Tampa. I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Excellent.
I'm in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay. Cool.
No, near Tampa. But, yeah. I can open in Tampa. They put me part of where I know, man.
Well, Fort Lauderdale. We actually did the play in Fort Lauderdale once. We did that Vanities play in Fort Lauderdale for like a week, actually, at the theater in Fort Lauderdale, which is really nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I wish I knew that. You know, I wish I knew that. I wish I knew that. Yeah. Okay. How did you get started in acting? What was your first big break?
My first big break. So I really started. I mean, my very, very first, because my family was not into, entertainment. I came from a family of intellectuals. My mom was a professor. My sister was a doctor. The other was going for engineering. So, I was probably supposed to be the lawyer, but that never happened, clearly. But I played a lawyer on TV once. But I was playing tennis with my mom, and this photographer came up and asked if I was interested in doing a hair ad. And so I did a hair ad, and I thought, well, that was fun. So when I was at college, I was just looking for some part-time modeling work, and kind of by mistake, through a friend of a friend of a friend, ended up at a commercial agency, not a modeling agency, and they asked if I was interested in doing commercials, and I just had lucky. I was like the classic counter girl look, and I could do that really well, and so I auditioned, and the very, very first commercial I booked, and then the third one I booked, and then I did every single fast food you could do. I did McDonald's and Burger King, Kentucky Fried Chicken, Pizza Hut, Burger Heaven. I mean, I did them all. And that was when, and then they actually set me up for an audition for Guiding Light. I'd never auditioned for any other kind of TV role. And I screen tested. I remember going into Betty Ray at the time, who was the casting person. And she was just like, you don't have any credits on your resume. And I was like, yeah. She's like, how do you know how to do this? I'm like, I don't know. But anyway, I went all the way. It was for the role of Mindy. I went to the final screen test, but I didn't get it, obviously. But that was when I thought, wow, maybe I should think about this acting thing. Like, I was at college, but I didn't really know what I wanted to do with my life. So I ended up drove across country to California, and that was when I really realized how hard it was. and I, you know, did the struggling actor thing for a couple of years. And I auditioned for 7 other soap operas I screen tested for. I screen tested for almost every single one of them until I went back to Guiding Light, and I screen tested for Lucy, and that one I got. So it was a great story and perseverance. You just have to keep going, and if you stick around long enough, they might just hire you. So that was really it.
Great story. Which role are you most recognized? Until I meet you on the street, what role are you most recognized from? Guys like old actor, which one are you most recognized for? Your fans come
to you. It actually depends on where I am, because like New York is more of an ABC town. So in New York, I would see more people recognize me as Nurse Barbara for One Life to Live. But in most parts of the country and internationally, I would say One Life to Live. That's bigger. I was more known for that. So I would say probably overall Guiding Light, but some cities are just more ABC cities, and in those places, One Life to Live.
Well, you did a good job on both soaps. No, I'm a big fan of
Well, thank you. Thanks.
And thank you for all the support, the action, and the advice, and the talking to me. Appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. My pleasure. It's always nice to connect with you, and I'm glad you're doing so well.
Thanks for coming on. Anytime I ask you, I really appreciate it. You know, I love you, and my tough always. Okay, well, that's probably going. I feel like talking for hours.
Okay.
Nice talking to you.
Same. Bye-bye. Hello?
I will put Bobby
Harley, what's that noise?
On here. So, yes. Yes. And Bobby, you are on here.
Hey, Sonia.
Hi, Bobby. How are you?
I'm doing fine. How about you?
I'm doing great. Happy to be here tonight.
Yeah. Now, you was on Guiding Light for a while.
Yeah.
It seems interesting and odd in a way, but you kind of missed having to work with Kim Zimmer on One Life to Live and then later work with her on Guiding Light. And because when she came back after Guiding Light ended briefly, that you probably missed a good opportunity to come back to One Life to Live the same time Kim did.
I did. I know. I wish I had had a chance to work with her more, because obviously she's just amazing. And she was such a fun person, but... Right, she had just left when I started, and then when I was leaving, she was coming back. So there was a little overlap. There was, about a month when she was on, when we were both on set together, but we didn't really have a lot of storylines together. But love her. On and off set. She's just a really great person.
And I'm guessing you never worked with Laura Wright on Guy and Mike, who is now, of course, Carly on General Hospital.
Yeah, no, I never did. I've heard so many great. I know her. We've met, we've talked, but we really didn't work together. We really weren't. We again crossed ways.
I think that would have been very interesting have you gone over to General Hospital and worked with her after missing her on Guiding Light about maybe a year and a half, depending. Because I know that would have been a great time to just get a chance to work with her and to work with another great actress who I think you probably worked right across the hall from Rebecca Budding, who was Hayden on General Hospital for a brief time, and with Michelle on Guiding Light for a while.
Yes. Absolutely. No, I did work with her.
And I think Cynthia Walker, who is Nina on General Hospital now, also came from Guiding Light, so you missed a good chance to maybe actually work with these people on those shows on General Hospital.
Cynthia auditioned for Lucy, which obviously I got that role, but then they hired her afterwards to play. So we actually did cross over for a couple of years on Guiding Light. But we weren't in the same storyline ever. I mean, we probably had about, I don't know, a handful of days where we worked on big sets when everybody was working together, but we really never crossed storylines at all. But yes, another very talented actress.
Yeah, I agree. I think if the opportunity comes, like Carly said, well, I would not be surprised if you do decide to take the General Hospital job this time and get a part on there, because who knows, maybe you can probably sell things with the whole situation between who's Nina's daughter and everything going on right now.
Ah, see, maybe I need to send my picture back to General Hospital and see. Say, hey.
Yeah, I know with the COVID situation going on and with things opening back up, it's going to be very interesting to see what happens.
Yes, it will. I know. Hopefully it will open up opportunities.
Yeah, hopefully once this trial is over, I can probably get back to catching up on General Hospital and may Facebook message you and just tell you what's going on so I can say, you need to come back to General Hospital immediately to help straighten things out in the Nina Dollar mess.
You should do that. You should send me what position, what part I should play, and then I'll send them a note and be like, hey, I need to play this part.
Yeah. But
okay.
And part
it's
will be
a
good reunion with you and Laura being that you never have met. But I'm glad you're keeping yourself busy these days. And I'll let Carly and Nalia wrap things up with you. And you have a great night.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
You too.
Thanks, Bobby. Yeah, and
all right.
Thank you, Bobby.
All right.
Come back when. Before you go, we have a call. Oh my God, I can't believe that. 281, you're on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi. Hi. My name is Veronica Robles. I'm from Houston, Texas. Hi, Sonia. How are you? Hi, everybody.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. This is my first time calling. I'm a little nervous. I just want to say I'm a huge fan of your work on Guiding Light. I used to watch Guiding Light when your character and the character of Alan Michael Spalding, they're my favorite couple on the show. I miss Guiding Light so much. It's been, you know, it's not the same anymore, but thank God for YouTube. That's all I got to say, watching the old clips.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you. That's so nice. I mean,
tremendously. Thank God for YouTube. So you can, like, watch old clips, you know, from, you know, the classic soaps. And, you know, it's not the same anymore, but I'm just so glad I was able to call in and talk and to say hi. This is, you know.
Any questions?
And just hope everybody's doing
questions?
Okay and safe with this COVID. I just, you know, I'm just hoping and praying that, you know, we can, you know, this COVID can get under control. And I know right now, like, this is our new normal, but I know we'll survive this. We'll survive this COVID-19.
We absolutely will survive it. I know we will. And, you stay safe in Houston. My husband's from Houston, so I actually traveled
down
there.
Awesome.
Quite a bit.
That is awesome. We might be getting a little snow. They're saying on the news we might be getting snow in Houston.
Oh,
Houston.
My goodness.
I know, the cold weather, and I'm just like, it's like hot and cold here in Houston, Texas, but you know what? That's okay with me, you know. I just, you know, for me, it's, I've been born here and raised here all my life here in Houston, Texas. I mean, the weather changes a lot every, you know, just looking forward to when spring comes.
I know, I bet, in the warm weather. Well, gosh, I hope you survive the snow. Any Lucy Allen Michael questions that you have that I can answer for you?
Yes, my question is. Oh no, that's okay. I just wish, you know, I wish they would kept you your characters together. You guys were so cute together, your characters. And
yeah,
I know, but you know, if you had. You know, would you, you know, say that if, you know, when the series finale, would you have wished you would have gone back, you know, like to see your character, you know, to be a part of the final episode, you know, would you would have gone back to do that final episode?
I definitely would have gone back. Actually, that's one thing that I'm kind of sad that I wasn't a part of that last final thing, because for so many years we heard it was going to be canceled and nobody actually believed it was, and then it really, really was. And I know they tried to bring back as many people as they could, but you know what? It just, I guess, wasn't in the cards. So, but that would have been fun. I would have definitely liked that, because it would have been a nice way to connect to everybody and sort of have a, I don't know, that feeling of closure on it. Cause somehow
I mean, that would have been great to see your character, you know, because your character, Lucy Cooper, you know, Buzz Cooper and the whole everybody. And I think that would have been awesome. But you know what? You know what? At least, you know, you guys still keep, do you still keep in touch with all your former castmates?
I keep in touch with some of them. We actually just did some YouTube show, and that was really nice because I reconnected with Rick, and I talked to him for like 2 hours the next weekend, and
that is awesome.
Back in touch, which is really fun,
That is awesome. But I'm so glad I got to call you and just tell you that I'm a huge fan of your work, and thank you so much for taking my call, and tremendously to all you guys. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Anytime.
Thank you, Veronica. Oh, thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful evening and stay safe.
Thank you. You too, there. And stay warm if you get some snow.
All right. I will. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Yes, Sonia, I'm glad I looked on the Swiss boat. That was really fun of me. But thank you for calling in. Yeah. And please, let Nadia know. Oh, David, no. But Nadia mostly, because he is doing the schedule. When you get another role, we would love you back on. Right, Nadia?
Yes, definitely. Perfect.
All righty. Well, thank you so much. Hope you all have a great night. Stay safe, stay warm, wherever you're at. And
you too. Thank you so much.
Look forward to talking another time. Take care. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Have a good night.
You too. Bye.
Okay, so, people.
Oh, I'm so glad Veronica called in. She said she was going to.
I should not be messy on Amazon, but I wanted to look at something. And then I looked over the system, so she did get on. So there. So, hi, boys. Okay. So,
hi, guys.
I just wanted to say, I was on the Democratic floor today of the impeachment trial. Because what the Democrats showed was something I found very interesting, was he had this planned out long before January 6th. You go back, and he had this planned out for December. Okay, so if anyone doesn't have this with premeditation around, they need psychological help right now. And watching the images, seeing those people go in for Nancy Pelosi's office and everything, and I know this is not a political show, but it's also so I can say whatever the hell I want. The way, you know, yesterday all the Republican people, stupid lawyer could do was sip a lie after lie he told. But the Democratic senators came back very strong today. Very strong. I mean, okay, I was most of the trial until I couldn't take it anymore because I just want to make an announcement. I don't think we will see Zeno tomorrow, you guys. I mean, because...
Mm-hmm.
But I think we might on Friday. I think we might on Friday, you guys, because, what do you call it? They usually don't have trials on Friday, so let's just cross our fingers that, you know, we will have that for Friday because I know all of us is going insane with all the soap, especially Zenru right now for me, you know. And we have
I read somewhere that it might not it might go on until the beginning of March, and I'm saying, please, God, don't. Because
you know,
I want to still find out what's going on. And I'm tired of having people go through pirate video websites to watch General Hospital during the day when it's not even good.
They haven't made a formal announcement on any network what the hell they are doing. And really, they should learn from last year, but obviously they don't. Because I will say, today was kind of withering watching it. You know, from someone
yeah,
that maybe David, you, okay, you're on the line. No, someone that wanted to be a lawyer her whole life, I would not be on the floor and tell him his friends. Because there's nothing that his side can say that possibly makes this okay. And I was talking to a friend of mine last night, and we both agreed if this was any other president who pulled this shit, they would be swing up by their angered by the American people. Okay? And Trump knew to get what's coming to him, and I'm certainly like Grom, if he was on the show, would be agreeing with me right now. That is too long for this to go on. He's gotten away with it for too long. And I'm sorry, it's interrupting our soaps. It is. Okay, and I know our soaps are very important. But if we don't get a conviction in this, I'm saying that I will never vote Republican again, but if Republicans don't get their ass out of their heads and stop worrying about what he thinks of you and vote like a normal human being, then I'm sorry, Republicans like Lindsey Graham and Ms. McConnell should be subject to the same thing that Trump's doing. And Trudeau said today was, I love Trudeau for this. Trudeau said even if Dump gets away with this, that he will be banned on Trudeau for life. Even if he becomes, you know, president again, which I don't see ever happening. And this, for me, is wondering why Mike Pence was in there, you know. You know, today. So, yeah.
Right.
And
I understand. And another thing, too. If he's not convicted, then I'm going to probably advise the people of Washington right now, especially those at the Capitol, to board up because all hell's going to break loose there.
You know, and I just want to say that the House impeached manager today made former Trump role in the intercussion absolutely clear, so why no matter difficult we can not in a way know what happened on January 6th. And you know what? That is from my my Senator Patty Murray just tweeted that out. So, you know, and Mike, my little host, who do we have on tomorrow?
We have Ted McCall at 12 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. And then we have Mike Manning from Days of Our Lives at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. So we have two shows tomorrow.
Yep, and on Friday we just have one, correct?
Right, we have Robin Griggs.
Yeah, well, I told Robin if she's not feeling well, let us know. And, you know, I just told her, let me know, let you know that if she's not feeling up to it, I don't
right.
want to talk to her if she's really feeling bad.
No.
I mean,
I know.
What she's going through, you know, I cannot imagine that.
I know the poor thing. I pray for her every night.
Mhm. Yep, and I mean, I feel like she's gonna be this. I really hope I might. And you know, I just want to say that remember people that you know, we are just going to get more and more guests on, and it's going to be fun. So, and tonight, remember, it's Chicago. Fire night. So all the Chicago shows are back, I believe.
Yes, they are.
And I just want to say, Sunny, hurry home. Please, Sunny, hurry home. Carly misses you. I miss you. It's been almost 2 months since we had a Carson scene.
Yes, it's crazy.
Okay, David, you know what you're doing wrong right now, right? And I won't want to go up against me right now when I'm feeling out this rage.
I agree with you.
My Carson has not had a scene in 2 freaking months. Okay? I hate that. But at least I have Michael and Willow. And they are still wearing their wedding ring. And I really hope it comes out. I really hope it comes out that Ben is Chase's father. I would love to see that just because Pablo seems so. I do not feel sorry for him. He's creepy and wearing my Willow. Okay, bring Brooklyn back. Call it a day. Michael and Willow belong together. Okay, now is not Nina's doll. I'm putting my money on Willow. What about you, Nadia?
Huh? I'm sorry. I was doing an email for us. Sorry. Go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, I was going on a tangent.
I'm sorry. I
love Willow and Michael. Number one. And I
do too.
Buy for 1 second that near the psycho is Nina's doll. I don't buy it for 1 second. I really believe it's Willow. And when it finally comes out, and when, you know, I love Cynthia Walton. Cynthia, we love you on the show.
I love
so
Cynthia.
Don't take
mm-hmm.
this. Yeah, so don't take this personal one. I'm about to say Cynthia. Okay. Nina, you better not be trying to help Ava to start war with Michael. That's all I'm going to say. If you even start a war with Carly, okay, I'm on Team Carly no matter what. She does. What she did with the, you know, phone is great. She had to do it. They needed some protection in that moment. Everyone else was calling her out on her set. No. I love my cousin, and I want Willow and Michael to be together more than anything because they are a family. And don't you agree, Bobby?
Yes, I agree.
Good. See, I've taught you. See, you know what.
I get the only one out. I may not always.
Well, because you have no taste. Okay? you like Zach's, okay? That's number one that you really, 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 really do not have any hate. Anyone that likes Zach for Zach? No. After all he's done in college pain, but like.
Well, that gave by. That gave by. It's a pain couple. That gave by. That gave by.
Zach.
That gave by.
He should be paying for this, not Carly. Zach's the one that brought Neil into their life. Okay? From the very beginning, I've said Sonny with Bob McKinney Stone with Jason on the open market. And that's all I had to do. Frank Benson would never have to be messed with. But, of course, they wanted to all the shit on my girl and make Zach look like, oh, he's an innocent. No, he's not. He's just Julius Cyrus Benone. Okay? So, there. That's how we are going to end today. Because, you know, but Bobby and Nadia, thank you for going on my side. You both are not in
thank
trouble.
Thank you.
Well, yeah, they always on your time. We are right now.
Bobby, I mean, David, I'm not thanking you for anything. So, yes. And, well, we will be back tomorrow at 12
with
o'clock
Ted.
My time.
Yep,
so,
with
yes,
Ted, and then
everyone.
5 o'clock with Mike. You
five
too.
O'clock,
I'll be there. I'll be ready for both interviews.
I'll be there for
right.
Both film rooms.
Awesome.
Okay,
yay.
So have a great night.
All right,
bye.
Good night, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Good night.